spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
They are your body, Israel. How
the eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light. This program is brought to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our play today, adapted for radio by Joseph Liss, is based on the stories of Sholem Aleichem. Featured in the cast are Edgar Staley as Tevye, Ralph Luck as Mendel, and Adelaide Klein as Goldie.
To my honored, beloved, and respected friend Sholem Aleichem, I want to begin this letter by informing you I am still, bless the Lord, among the living, and I hope to hear the same from you. Next, I want to tell you that with God's help, I'm now a king. That is, I have come home to our town, yours and mine, the town and the people about which you wrote stories. I've come home to Kazerelatsky to spend the holidays, and during these festive days, as all know, a Jew surrounded by his family is always a king. So, standing on one foot, I will tell you how it goes with our friends and neighbors. First, how my dear wife, may the Lord bless and keep her, received me, Menachem Mendel, of the noble and respected profession of matchmaking. I'm king in my household. She was in the front yard.
Well, well, you speak of Moses on Mount Sinai, and look who comes. He is here, my bird of paradise. If he doesn't spoil, he'll find his way home.
Right away, you have to tear out your hair. Try to control your joy.
Goats run away. Chickens get lost, but men always come back.
Oh, my beloved heart, you look like a flower in the Tsar's garden.
I had no idea you were coming today. I didn't even know to put on a clean dress.
Even if you wore sackcloth, Solomon would envy me this moment.
Look at him. He doesn't even ask how a person's getting along, how the children are. Zorana, Segala, Yosela, Nakemia, Moshe Hershela. Your father's come back. Oh, Mendel. May my worst enemies look as beautiful as you look in that derby hat.
Why was my wife so happy to see me? Well, she knows I seldom can come home. A matchmaker must travel to see his clients. And I have quite an assortment, and they live in assorted places in Russia. I tell you, my dear Sholem Aleichem, I thank you from the bottom of my soul, and I praise you for the good advice you gave me to try my hand at matchmaking. It's not at all such a bad profession, especially when God intercedes and you actually conclude a match. And my wife, Shandel, may her name be adorned, gives me great courage to continue in my noble profession. I was happy to be home. I was indeed treated like a king. I was given a fresh shirt, and I went to the bath. Sholem Aleichem, I promised you I would tell you about all our friends in Karyalevsky. At the bath, I met them all. Yudel Weinshecker was at the bath. Yudel's much older now, with all of his teeth gone. And Lysa Wolf, he's still the butcher. And Reb Yosper, still the wisest man in Karyalevsky. Reb Isaac, the storekeeper, still loses money with every sale, he says. Reb Yosher, Reb Miller, Israel the Beadle, and Tevye the Dairyman. They all swarmed about me like locusts in a year of famine. They hear from me what's going on in the world.
Aye, Mendel. Here in Kazrelivka, we're dead.
Why dead?
Here we know nothing. We live like cattle. Tell me, Mendel, what's new? You've been all over the world.
What could be new? It's bad all over.
Failures? Bankruptcy?
No, let's one at a time. I'm only a matchmaker, not a foreign correspondent. I'm only here to take a bath and see my friends. Now, tell me what goes on here in Kazurelevska. Tell me, you tell me. How is your dairy business? Like the cows.
Slow.
And your family?
My family. It's full of daughters from beginning to end. 7 of them.
God bless them.
God bless me, you mean. Better they should all be married.
Not married? 7 daughters and not married? Oh, and you is the whole burden of the world.
Oh, only half the burden, Mendel. 3 are married.
But how could you afford it? A poor man like you.
Dowries, you mean? Yeah. Oh, Mendel, you already forget Cousin Rilipke. In our town, a rich man never died. Why? Because a rich man never lived in Cousin Rilipke.
How about Liza Wolf, the butcher?
Who told you Liza wants to get married?
Devia, I'm a matchmaker. It's my business to know that Liza, the butcher, wants to marry your daughter, Zaitl. Now, what do you say, Devia? Perhaps I could arrange the match?
I don't know, Mandel. To marry my eldest daughter would be a blessing. But Liza, the butcher, I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know? Liza's not merely asked for Zeitel's hand. The whole town has heard him say he's already taken it.
Look, Mendel, the first thing I look for in a man is a little learning. I say an ignoramus is worse than a hooligan.
All right, a butcher's not as wise as a rabbi. Perhaps Liza's not a learned man. But he is, and always will be, a man of substance. He has a house of his own, solid furniture, piles of linen, a whole collection of pots and pans from his first wife.
Yes, I know. How wonderful it would be for me, a poor dairyman, to be pensioned off by a rich son-in-law and spend the rest of my life in piety and charity.
Then what do you say, Tevye? I personally know that Liza Wolf is on fire for Zeitl. He didn't ask for a dowry. He doesn't expect to stand the cost of the wedding. He doesn't even ask you to provide Zeitl's trousseau. Liza Wolf will pay for everything.
But, Mendel, can he read the little letters between the covers of a book?
Where is it written that a man must know how to read to be ready for marriage?
Let it be understood, Mendel. A man can knock his head against the wall if he's bored, or walk on his hands upside down like a lunatic. That's his business. But if he can't read the little letters between the covers of a book, he's not my kind. Now, if he can read and he happens to be a rich man, I'll consider that a minor defect.
Listen to me, Tevye. Your daughter could marry more money in 5 minutes than you could make in a whole lifetime.
Who said so?
Then it's agreed, huh?
How could it be agreed?
But Liza Wolf has the pick of all the girls in Kaiser Elevsky. And it's Zeitel's incredible good fortune that he's chosen her.
Perhaps. But first, let me ask Zeitel how incredible she considers this good fortune. Zeitl, let me ask you, what is your heart's desire?
What, Papa?
Excuse me, I mean, suppose you wanted to marry someone.
What are you talking about? Someone?
Well, Mendel was just asking me. A lawyer, a doctor, an engineer.
What has Mendel got to do with this?
It's not Mendel. It's Liza Wolf.
I know, Papa.
Well, so tell me, what is your heart's desire?
Mutya, Papa. I love Mutya.
Mutya? The tailor?
What's wrong with a tailor?
Nothing, except you'll be as poor as a dairyman.